Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Prepping for Everything podcast, where we discuss all things preparedness, homesteading, self-sufficiency, food preservation, and so much more. Meta went down last week. Did anyone else notice that? Did anyone think that the internet was closing forever, or was that just me? I actually thought, well, my first thought was that my account had been hacked, which freaked me out, but I do have two-factor authentication on. If you don't have that on, this is your sign to go and turn it on now. But my second thought was that my account has been deleted because I've been speaking about Canada a lot recently. Now, I'm not going to get into that on here. You can go and look into everything that Canada is trying to pass, these bills that they're implementing. A lot of my Canadian friends now cannot share links. They can't access certain things on the internet. They are really controlling the news. The propaganda that's been fed to them is insane. And I'm just a little bit concerned about where this is going. Somebody told me recently that the slippery slope argument is a logical fallacy, but I just can't help but see things in terms of how bad is this going to get? Is this the equivalent of a modern day book burning? I don't know. I certainly don't like it. I don't like when freedom of speech is restricted. I don't like when censorship is heavy. I don't like when you're only seeing one side of the story. I just do not support this. And I think when it comes to hate speech in particular, it's quite dangerous to go down the route of potentially jailing people for saying something that you don't like. I don't know about you, but it definitely freaks me out because to me, hate speech is entirely subjective. What you find really offensive, I probably might not bat an eye at. But anyway, back to where I was going with this. I thought that my account had been deleted. And that's not too far out. Like, I know a lot of accounts that have been deleted for speaking out on things. And I thought, okay, that's it. I crossed the line. I pushed it too far with Instagram. I've been shadow banned in the past, but now I've just been removed altogether. But we're still here. It turns out it was a nationwide thing, but there was loads of people that were affected. And my conspiracy brain can calm down. So that was nice. Well, I don't know, was it nice? Because it just shows us the importance of signing up to email lists. If you're not on my email list yet, I will leave it in the show notes below. Please come and join me over there because I think last week showed us that the likes of everything that we rely on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, whatever your preferred social media platform is, can be taken away from us at any given moment. Whereas if you're on my newsletter, hopefully we're still going to have access to one another regardless of what happens with these big platforms. We are going to get into the main part of this podcast in just a minute, but I need to tell you the run-up of how we decided on dental preps. Let me tell you about yesterday, because, oh my goodness, it was a day. So for those of you that don't know, Callie, who is my Cocker Spaniel, has been back and forth to the vets since we have had Rosemary. I keep thinking that she might be depressed. I'm not going to lie. We kind of treated our dogs as babies. It's definitely my own fault. Callie is a working Cocker Spaniel, so she does work a lot when she's out. She's flushing out pheasants. She's brilliant. This is what she was bred for, and she does her job really well. But since we had Rosemary, she's definitely not been getting as much cuddles, and I feel bad about it, but she's been acting differently. She's gone off her food. She's not wanting to get off the couch to go for walks, and I've just been kind of concerned about her. And then just recently, she's kind of not been going to the toilet as much. So I thought, let's take her to the vets, try and find out what's going on. They couldn't really find anything. She's been back and forth. She has good days and bad days. And then a few days ago, she was shaking a lot. So I didn't know, was she in pain or was she just anxious or nervous about something? I can't quite figure it out. But she had another vet appointment where she was getting a scan, and at that exact same time, I had Rosemary booked into the doctor's for a checkup, just to make sure. They like to do like a 6 or 8 week checkup to make sure that everything's okay. So Rosemary was booked in for that. I had to get my brother to take Callie to the vets. It was like a busy day from the moment I opened my eyes. And then straight after my doctor's appointment with Rosemary, I had a dentist appointment. I've got like this jaw pain. It's been giving me drip for about a week now. I'm struggling to sleep at night. So I just thought, let's get this seen to as well. I'm lucky that the doctors and the dentist are in the same building. I left the doctor's appointment, went straight upstairs to the dentist and hop on the seat. I've got Rosemary. She went to sleep. Thank goodness. At least we didn't have a screaming baby on top of everything. And he took one look in my mouth and told me that my wisdom tooth that had recently come through at the back had a cavity in it. Because my wisdom tooth was really twisted coming through, I just couldn't get into where I was meant to be brushing. And this is probably what's been giving me the pain. He told me that we could whip that out. I thought that you had to go to hospital to get your wisdom teeth out. I don't know why I thought that. I think it's maybe seen videos of people online, you know, when they come to after having their wisdom teeth out and they're just away with the fairies. I don't know, is that an expression that's used anywhere else? But I think here, or my mom always used that expression, away with fairies. Basically, they're really drugged up on all this good stuff that you get given after an operation, right? And I just was not prepared for this. So he gave me a numbing injection. I heard a few crunches and out came my wisdom tooth, which is really, really big, by the way. Have you ever seen wisdom teeth? They are pretty massive. So that happened. I was all numbed up, but in a way, I'm glad that I didn't have time to think about it because I tend to overthink these things. I Google a lot. I like to try and understand everything that's going on, and I didn't have time to do any of that, which in hindsight is probably a good thing because it just got it over and done with. Anyway, we leave the dentist. Rosemary's still sleeping. All is good. Callie got back from the vet. They couldn't find anything, which I think, I don't know, is that a good thing or not, because she's acting weird. We don't know why, but at least they can't find anything majorly wrong right now. We get in the door. What I walk into is absolute carnage. My other dog, Vigo, who is a miniature schnauzer, I think he maybe feels like he's been left out because I keep going out with Callie to the vets. Maybe he feels like we're going on these really fun adventures and he's been left at home. But he has destroyed the house. He has never done this before, may I add. I don't know what's going on with these dogs. He has found all of Rosemary's outfits, anything that was lying around, any muslin cloths, any socks, any tea towels, anything. He's gathered them all into a big pile on the floor. And not only that, but he has decided to tackle all of my seeds, you know, seeds that you plant in the ground. I was going to start that. They were on the table. Vigo got onto the table and he has destroyed all of my seed packets. There is seeds everywhere. I'm not kidding you. It just looks like someone came in and raided the house. But instead of going for all the good things in the house, they went for seeds. And then, of course, seeds probably aren't a great thing for dogs to eat. And Vigo has not only destroyed all the seeds, he's probably spewed up half of them that he ate as well. There was little piles of sick everywhere. He had diarrhea. I cannot believe what was unfolding in front of my eyes. So then I had to phone the vets again. Hello, it's Emily. I was just in with Callie. Oh, hi. Yeah, is everything okay? Well, actually, no. I'm phoning you about my other dog now. They must think that I'm such a neglectful owner. They're going to be like, what on earth is going on in that house? So I told them everything. They said it's a good sign that he's spewing because he's bringing it all back up. That's the only thing that they would really do is give him an injection to make him sick, to get the seeds out of his belly and to just monitor him. So I'm pleased to say that today he is fine. But note to self, never leave my seeds on the table. So now, after ordering these great seeds, the company is called Real Seeds in the UK. They are amazing. They are open pollinated heirloom seeds. I need to order more. And I think after all this rambling, what I was going to tell you about was dental preps and why it's so important, because I was lying on that table getting this tooth pulled out of my head and all I could think about is thank God for lidocaine injections, numbing injections, meaning that yeah, I could feel pulling, but I could feel no pain. And I didn't even know before this how they extracted a tooth. I thought they'd need to cut the gum or something, but I think that's when a tooth hasn't fully erupted, when it's not come out of the gum yet. Because I guess this is why people need to get stitches in hospital, right? But because mine had actually come through the gum, they literally just pull it out. I don't know what I expected, but it wasn't that. It's ugh, yuggers. Anyway, let's get into the episode. Thanks for sticking around for that 10-minute ramble. let's start with the very, very basics of this whole dental preparedness, right? So what we're really wanting to do is look after our teeth. Easy for me to sit on my pedestal and preach that after having a cavity and my tooth pulled out, right? How hypocritical. But anyway, overall, we need to look after our teeth. Like, good dental hygiene isn't just about having white teeth and this dazzling smile. Really, your mouth is a gateway to the body, and poor oral health can lead to systemic health issues like heart disease and diabetes and respiratory infections. It's all so closely linked and interconnected that it's so important to care for our teeth. And it makes me instantly think about, especially in a SHTF situation, which is a stuff hits the fan, or you can swear. I'm not allowed to swear in this podcast because I need to mark it a certain way. But anyway, in one of these situations, imagine you didn't have access to professional dental care if it was either limited or non-existent. How quickly dental problems can escalate. Like, not only can you be in severe pain or discomfort, you might not even be able to function effectively. Dental issues like cavities, gum disease, abscesses can lead to really, really bad infections, which, if left untreated, can spread to other parts of your body. With limited medical resources, preventing infection becomes even more critical because it can quickly become life-threatening without proper treatment. I can remember reading the book One Second After, and I can't remember, was it 1 second after or 1 year after? I read like all three books. They're really, really good. If you want any book recommendations, I definitely recommend those. That was when I initially thought about what would happen if we didn't have access to dentists. It's not nice to think about. And I am going full collapse of society here, so bear with me. But in a situation like that, we're probably not going to have access to a whole variety of great foods, right? We might be eating a lot of sugary foods or hard foods or chewy foods. And it just becomes even more important in events like that to take care of your teeth and trying to focus on preventative measures rather than having to try and deal with it on the other end, getting treatment without the likes of adequate pain relief. It's really important to make sure that your dental preps are up to date. If you've got an emergency kit at home, why not add a few extra toothbrushes, toothpaste, floss, maybe some clove oil, or I recently found something which is like a temporary filling kit, which could tide you over in the event that you couldn't get to a dentist straight away if you did need a cavity filled. I came across a bit of information recently that said the main thing for, hang on, let me just make sure that I'm not talking rubbish. La-di-da-di-da-di-da. Wow, I'm going to ramble even more this week than I did last week. Yeah, I came across something recently that said that the main part of brushing your teeth is actually the brushing, and the toothpaste doesn't really do much. I'm not a dentist, this is not medical advice, but I just looked into it there. And it says, while brushing helps mechanically remove plaque and food debris, toothpaste provides additional benefits such as fluoride, we all know about fluoride, for strengthening enamel, and ingredients for freshening breath. However, emphasize that with brushing, water alone is still better than not brushing at all, especially in emergency situations where toothpaste may not be available. But anyway, if you're making an emergency kit, why not just add everything into it? Make sure that you've got everything there. A book that I also stumbled upon last year is called Where There Is No Dentist by Murray Dixon. Now, I've not read this whole book, but it basically describes how people in other parts of the world and old-fashioned ways of caring for your teeth and how they typically really succeeded and thrived, and they don't see half as much dental issues as we see in the Western world. And I mean, that's probably a lot to do with diet as well, but it's good to know these things just in case. Okay, from here, I really went down the rabbit hole about dental hygiene and dentistry like back in the day, and I'm going to drag you all down the rabbit hole with me. Our dental hygiene has come so far since the olden days, because they used to use wine-soaked toothpicks and urine mouthwash, which was once thought to disinfect their mouths and whiten their teeth. Can you even imagine that? I also found it so interesting that during the Middle Ages and Renaissance, dental care was typically performed by barbers, not dentists, barbers because they were skilled in various medical procedures, including tooth extraction. Can you imagine needing your tooth out and going to your barber and getting a haircut and your tooth pulled at the same time? And obviously pain relief during dental procedures was minimal or non-existent. So a lot of people had to endure this without any form of anesthetic. Can you imagine? Some remedies, such as opium or alcohol, may have been used to dull the pain to some extent. I think I've seen that in a lot of old-fashioned movies, people having loads of whiskey or whatever else beforehand and then afterwards as well to help clean it. But I mean, they're not very effective compared to what we have nowadays, especially when you can get a tooth pulled from your head and feel practically nothing. You've then got the 18th and 19th centuries, where dental care began to evolve a bit with the emergence of professional dentistry. But pain relief methods were still primitive, and although some dentists started to use herbal remedies and alcohol, others were using chloroform for anesthesia during tooth extraction. This is just bizarre. This is absolutely bizarre. Europeans used to clean their teeth with rags rolled in salt or soot because it was quite abrasive. This is what helped clean their teeth. And believe it or not, in the early 1700s, a French doctor named Pierre Fauchard, did I say that right? Probably not, told people not to brush, like, at all. And he was considered the, in quotations, father of modern dentistry back then. Instead of actually brushing, he encouraged people to clean their teeth with a toothpick or a sponge soaked in water or brandy. It's probably quite good. You can get drunk while brushing your teeth in the morning and at night. Brilliant. Probably needed it to get through these times, right? And in the late 1700s is when an Englishman named William Addis was the first to sell toothbrushes on a large scale. He got the idea after making a toothbrush from bone and animal bristles while he was in prison. So that's just a little bit of a history lesson for you all. Are you not suddenly so grateful for our dentists of today? The biggest prep I can give you, marry a dentist. Sorry, Will. I'm glad I married a welder, but if you got the option of marrying a dentist, it would come in really handy in a post-apocalyptic situation. And all of this whole way of thinking really got me looking into natural remedies. How can we care for our teeth and our dental hygiene if we don't have access to a lot of our modern day ways of doing things, if we're not really brushing and flossing and mouthwashing like we usually do? I've heard of oil pulling before. You might have heard of oil pulling before. It's like an ancient practice that involves swishing oil, which is usually coconut oil or something similar, around your mouth for 15 to 20 minutes and then spitting it out. It's believed to draw out toxins and bacteria from your mouth, which promotes oral health and freshening your breath. I've tried it a few times. I really, really struggle. It kind of makes me feel sick, but it's worth a try. If it sounds good to you, it's worth a try. Another natural remedy is activated charcoal, which is so good. Activated charcoal, if you do not have it in your preps overall, not just your dental preps, go and add it now and just look into the benefits. But it has become popular as a natural teeth whitener. It's believed to absorb toxins and stains from your teeth, helping to brighten the enamel. However, it is essential to use it sparingly and with caution, as it is abrasive and can erode your tooth enamel if it's used too frequently. So you do your own research on that and decide what's best for you. Next up, we have salt water rinses. And this is basically exactly what it sounds like, rinsing with warm salt water. It's a simple yet effective way to promote oral hygiene and soothe gum inflammation. Salt water has natural antibacterial properties and can help reduce bacteria in the mouth as well as alleviate minor oral irritations. I cut that out there, but I had to try and say minor oral irritations about 5 times to get it out properly. Gee whiz, I struggle speaking so much. But basically, this is what I'm doing about 4 times a day just to keep my mouth nice and clean after getting that tooth pulled out, because there's a big hole there. There's a big hole in my head that needs to be kept clean. The last thing that I want is that getting infected in any way. Next up on the natural remedies, we have baking soda paste, also known as sodium bicarbonate. It can be mixed with a small amount of water to create a paste, and a lot of people use this for brushing their teeth. Many people just skip the toothpaste and they use this instead. It has mild abrasive properties that can help remove surface stains and plaque. However, again, I would usually recommend using this in moderation as it can lead to enamel erosion, but even brushing your teeth too hard can lead to enamel erosion. So just decide what's best for you. Number five, hydrogen peroxide rinses. So diluted hydrogen peroxide can be used as a mouthwash to kill bacteria and whiten your teeth. Basically, you want to mix around equal parts of hydrogen peroxide and water. Swish the solution around your mouth for 30 to 60 seconds and then spit it out. You don't want to swallow the solution and you don't want to use it too frequently as it can cause irritation or sensitivity. But there's a quick mouthwash that you can make on your own. Last up, we have herbal mouthwashes and rinses. These were very common back in the day. They can be made from ingredients such as peppermint, tea tree oil, sage, myrrh, and can help freshen your breath and promote oral health. All of these natural ingredients have antimicrobial properties that can just help combat bacteria in the mouth. I can remember reading one of my herbal books recently, actually, and it said that people used to chew on mint leaves, or even still do. When I was pregnant, I would go on this walk with our dogs every day and we would pass this pond, and beside this pond, natural apple mint would grow. And oh my goodness, I felt nauseous for maybe the first 12 weeks of pregnancy. But every morning I'd walk past this pond and I'd pick a few leaves of the apple mint and smell it. And it was the only thing that helped alleviate my nausea. And it was just perfect to incorporate in my day to day, because that would be in the morning and it would just help kick the worst of it. If you've ever had morning sickness, you know what it's like. So maybe that'll help you too. There's a top tip. Right, we're back. I had to have a little break because baby needed fed. Will took her through, attached her to me, and now she's off again. And now I have a glass of wine in my hand. So I am going to wrap this up before I really ramble and keep you here all day. So your homework for the week. If you want a book to read, or if you want a book to buy, you could buy Where There Is No Dentist by Murray Dixon. You could also go away and have a look for One Second After by William Fortune. I'll put it in the show notes. I'll put both books in the show notes. They're brilliant. So that's your book buys for the week. Another thing that you can do that is practical preparedness for building your own emergency kit and helping out your family in the event that you needed it is by just grabbing a few extra toothbrushes. These are so cheap. Like, if I go into our local supermarket, I think I can get a pack of five for like £1. It makes me think, why would we not just all have some of these at home? And it's really convenient, not just for emergency situations, not just for stockpiling. If you're looking at changing your toothbrush around every 3 months, it's so convenient just to have some in your cupboard. Rather than putting it off, you know what it's like. You say to yourself every time you pick up your toothbrush in the morning, oh, I really need to get another one of these. And then you forget all about it until you brush your teeth that night. And it's just a relentless cycle of forgetting about it until it's in your hand. So grab a couple toothbrushes, grab some toothpaste, maybe some extra mouthwash and some floss. And that's basically you starting your emergency dental kit already. Just having a few backups as and when you can afford it. You don't need to go out and stockpile all of these things. You know what I say, it's best to rotate through it, because the likes of toothpaste and stuff will have an expiry date. We want to make sure that we're not just hoarding it all for it to go to waste. And that's it. There's your homework. Last part of the homework is to leave me a glowing 5-star review or rating. I know this is how I end my podcast every time, but you're all really good to me. I appreciate you. I love seeing the reviews. I love hearing from you and your feedback on the podcast, and it keeps me going. It makes me want to sit in this small dingy cupboard every week and record a podcast to you, because I feel like I'm speaking to a group of my friends now. Let me know on Instagram what topics you want to cover, what questions you have, and we will try and get to it within the next few podcasts. Thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you again next Wednesday.